Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Gutter and Cheyenne, and welcome to our on-demand channel.
Welcome.
So this is, I think, one of our first podcast episodes. It's not like an official podcast, but it's a clip from the show on Thursday.
Yeah, it's like a this is what you might have missed if you weren't listening type of show.
Yeah, and on my way in on Thursday, I was pulled over and given a speeding ticket. I was apparently going 94, and the speed limit was 65.
And honestly, I thought you were kidding, because this is not the first time you've come in and said that you've gotten a ticket.
I know. It's like I spoke it out there. We talk about vision boards and putting it out in the atmosphere.
Exactly.
And there was a morning that I came in. I said, I got pulled over, but he let me off because I promised him a date with you.
That's right. Remember that? I forgot about that part. Yeah.
But no, I really got pulled over. He said he could have arrested me.
Uh-huh.
But no, he gave me a, in his words, big fat speeding ticket.
Air quotes.
Yeah, air quotes. And I threw it in my dash
right.
And drove to work. I didn't want to see the amount on the ticket and have it ruin my day.
Scale of 1 to 10, how angry were you in that moment?
I think I was angry. I knew I had committed the crime. And I know I should not have been doing that. You know, but, you know, we kind of had a little bit of fun with that this morning. You know, might as well take some lemons, turn it into lemonade.
Absolutely. Right? So let's take it on back.
All right, Thomas Rhett, Cole Swindell, Hardy, Friday, August 7th at Octon Pavilion. Normally we would do Guess the Sound at this time, but we're going to debut a brand new game.
Okay.
It's a game that we're going to play once and never again. I hope.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
On the way in this morning,
okay.
I was pulled over.
Seriously?
I didn't tell anybody this. I didn't tell you. I was pulled over.
Okay.
And he goes, do you know how fast you were going? I said, I don't know, like 90-something.
That's probably accurate.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm from the Pacific Northwest. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I pulled out my Washington ID, gave it to him, and it's a brand new car.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have my insurance cards yet, but I was able to pull those up on my phone.
Okay.
And I had the temporary registration in the dash.
Right.
So he goes, you know, when you're going that fast, I could arrest you right now.
Oh.
And he's like, I don't think you're going to get to work today. I'm going to arrest you. That's what he said.
Seriously?
That's what he said. It's a criminal offense to go 90-something on the highways in Arizona.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, so he takes my ID, goes back to his car, and he comes back, and he's like, well, I'm not going to arrest you. I'm going to let you get to your morning show. And I didn't tell him what station it was. I tried to pull the whole, I'm in a hurry. I'm a little late to get to my morning radio show.
I'm Joy Boy on Live 115. No, but you got no beard, so that's a dead giveaway, dude.
I was hoping.
You could have gone with Nico from Cool.
But I will say, he did not arrest me, and he says that. He goes, I'm not going to arrest you. I'm going to let you get to your morning show, but I'm going to give you a big fat ticket. I didn't even look at the number on it, and that's what we're going to play a new game. We're going to play a new game. This could be Sweep of the Nation here. In just a moment. Get within $100 of Gunner's speeding ticket. So it's in my car. I haven't even looked at it yet. I don't want to. I know I got a court date in March. I don't even know what it is. Get with it $100.
So you, dead honest, you got pulled over and got a big fat speeding ticket?
JP is going to go out on the cell phone here in just a moment, into my car. He's going to open the dash, and he's going to read out on the air how much that ticket is.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Caller number 9 right here. Just get within $100. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm so shocked.
He said a big fat ticket. I have no idea what it is. I'm assuming it's big. Right? Cops aren't going to say a big fat ticket, and it's not going to be a big amount.
I'm scared for you, Gunner.
I can't wait to hear how much this ticket is.
Oh, gosh. All right, caller number 9. Let's just get you on the line, and now we'll do this. 602-260-1079. It's your shot at Thomas Rhett tickets right now. Good luck. Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner and Cheyenne. If you're just tuning in, playing a new game that I'm pretty sure will probably be sweep of the nation after this morning.
I still can't believe what's happened.
Got a speeding ticket on my way in today. A lot of people are wondering how it happened. I was going with the flow of traffic. It is on the highway,
right.
65 speed limit, going flow of traffic at 80-something. And there's a guy on my blind spot, which obviously we know who that was.
Right.
When he finally backed off, I sped up into the 90s to get around the guy that was in front of me in the fast lane. I went over into the carpool lane and then into the other guy. This is at 4-something in the morning.
Right.
Okay. And so anyway, he got me when I was in the 90s, passing a guy. So he pulls me over and says, you could be arrested today because once you're driving in the 90s, that's a felony or what? I don't know what he said.
Wow.
But anyway, so I'm all worried. You think I'm going to jail. He goes back. No, I'm not going to take you to jail, but here's a big fat ticket. So trying to figure out, I didn't even look at it. I just put it in the dash. I didn't want it to ruin my day.
Right.
So JP is on the phone. And he's heading out to my car on the parking lot right now. JP.
Yeah, Gunner and Cheyenne, good morning. I am on the corner of Central and Roosevelt.
All right. Let me get our contestant on the phone here real quick. Christian has a guess. I said within 100 bucks, you know, get within 100 bucks.
Yeah.
I think I got to give it to him anyway, no matter what it is, you know. So, Christian, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So, what value? How much? JP set off my alarm.
How do I turn it off?
All right.
I'm sorry.
JP is out in my car. So what do you think the value of the ticket is?
So you said you were doing 90, correct?
90-something, yeah.
Did the officer write you for 90, or did he lower the speeding limit?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Oh, it says on the ticket you're going 94, Gunner.
Oh, man.
Shnikes.
Yeah, so... So the price goes up per mile per hour over the speed limit.
Okay.
So I'm going to guess about 420.
$420.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Well, for going 94 to 65?
Yeah, I was.
You're lucky you didn't take you to jail.
No, I know. I am very lucky.
Very valid.
What is the value on there? Or what is the price of the ticket, JP?
As of right now, there is no. Dang it! Sorry. As of right now, there is no dollar amount on here, but I put a quick Google and it says it's going to cost you about $500, Gunner. So I say we give him the ticket.
All right, we'll give you the ticket. Yeah! Awesome.
Thank you.
Good for you, Christian. Not so good for me,
no.
Man.
No.
What is going on?
All right, Christian, hang on. I'll grab some info from you. You're going to see Thomas Rhett and Cole Swindell and Hardy at an Auction Pavilion, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
All right, man, hang on. I got a court date in March. I know that as well.
I feel like it's so bad that he was just, I'm going to let the judge decide how much you're
going to
pay.
I got a clean driving record.
Right.
I've done nothing.
You were going 94. You were doing something.
I was passing a guy, and I'm from Washington State.
It does not matter.
Take pity on me. thanks for having us on. It's Jason Aldean now, Cowboy Country 107.9, the Valley's New Country Leader. Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader, Gunner and Cheyenne. People want to talk about speeding tickets right now.
I want to talk about it.
I do. Well, I kind of just wanted to be done and over with now.
You opened the can.
I did.
Now you got to deal with the worms.
4-something this morning. I got pulled over. Driving in this morning. 65-mile-an-hour speed limit. I got tapped for going from 94. I don't feel like I was going that fast.
It never does. It never feels that way.
Anyway, it wasn't like I was racing or speeding or anything. Well, I was just speeding. But I was behind a guy in the fast lane.
Right.
And the cop was in I didn't realize it was a cop at the time, was in the carpool lane. And he's just in my blind spot the entire time. And then when I finally had an opportunity to pass the guy in front of me, I had to get up because the flow of traffic is going 80-something.
Right.
Everybody does it here in Arizona. It's going 80-something on the highway.
Right.
And 70-something. Everybody goes above 65.
Yes.
My point. So anyway, I sped up tonight to get around the guy, and that's when the cop got me. But he gave me a ticket for doing 94 and a 65. Nothing on there but a court date. And so I thought that, his words, word for word, was, I'm not going to take you to jail because driving at 90-something is a criminal offense, but I'm going to give you a big fat ticket. Which I heard big fat ticket. I thought there would be a big old price on there.
Right.
But there isn't. Melissa's in Chandler. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
So when you were 17, you had the same thing happen to you?
Yes, I was heading out to Lake Havasu.
Okay, what'd you get tapped doing?
93
to 65?
In a 55.
In a 55?
Oh!
Okay, so you got a ticket. You had a court date. What? How much was it?
I actually went to court and I pled to the judge that I was sorry. It was my first time being pulled over, and he removed the ticket, and I had to go to driving school.
You have to go to driving school?
I did.
It's going to make my year.
I hope I don't have to do that. I'll do that rather than pay a big fat ticket, though.
Exactly. Yeah. Take the school over the payment.
All right. So that didn't show up on your driving record, does it?
It did not.
Okay, perfect. All right.
Good
thanks,
luck.
Thanks, Melissa. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
I'm going to get you a backpack, and I'm going to get you a lunchbox.
My first day outfit.
Yes!
So my wife heard about this for the first time this morning. I didn't text her at all. She heard about when I debuted it to all of the Valley
you
on the other radio.
You owe her.
There's a lot of four-letter words I can't say on the radio. But she says insurance is going to go up. It's already higher than we're used to. Good job.
Oh, wow. I feel her. If I would have found out the same way,
Oh, really?
Oh,
she's sleeping.
I would be so. It doesn't matter.
Tiffany and Tempe says if you go down to the courthouse, they'll tell you how much your ticket is. I had to deal with something similar, and that's how I found out. I don't think I want to know. The court date is like early March. They just like make you wait an entire month and make you think about it.
It's what you get.
That's what I get.
For getting cut.
For getting cut. I mean, ever since we moved down here in December, I mean, the speed limit is 65, but everybody goes like 80.
Especially early in the morning. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.